plug interrupted before the slave catcher could answer.
No, matey, they've took to the sky and they're flying south like the birds. Egypt! This is the only way they can go in a boat. Ha! Well, I thought my crew was stupid.
He lashed out at the rowers with his willow withe.
We should be plundering and loading up with loot instead of chasing a few lousy slaves. Ah!
Without warning, the rowers had sent the jolly boat speeding straight onto the sharpened wooden stake that Shoggin Kruver had lodged tight between two roots on the stream bed. It protruded upwards at an angle, facing downstream, the point lurking fractionally below the surface. As the boat hit the stake, it smashed through the side of the prow like a huge spear point. Water came gushing in. Plug's agonised scream was not without reason. The stake had gotten him in the lower back, just short of his haunches. Pandemonium reigned. Curtis seized two of the rat guards who had been rowing, screeching at them as the boat rapidly filled up.
Get me to the shore, quick!
The two of them bore her to the bank, with the other two carrying Prince Blad, who was wailing in terror.
Don't let me drop, I cannot swim!
The crew of the sea scab hurled themselves into the stream. Cutlasses and hatchets crashed into the sinking boat timbers as they hacked wildly, striving to free their captain. Plug had passed out with pain, and Grubbage held the silver fox's head above the waterline.
Give him help, mate, or you the captain will get drowned.
Slitfang chopped away madly at the stake, which was holding Plug in the boat.
Tazin, lend a paw here. Bring your dagger or we'll lose the captain.
They freed Plug and carried him up to the bank. Scummy the Stoat and Grubbage, who both had experience in treating wounds, attended the fox's limp, wet form, whilst the rest of the crew looked anxiously on. Without a captain, the freebooters were like lost creatures. Kerda watched them, a smile of pitiless cruelty on her face.
There is no need for the boat now, so I will continue hunting the slaves with my rat guards. Yar, the fox does not have a lot to say now, does he?
She spun on her paw, only to find herself surrounded by freebooters. Tazin licked her dagger blade meaningly.
You ain't going anywhere and leaving us with a wounded captain. We all stays here till Plug's ready to move, see?
Vorto came hurrying up with his spear at the ready.
Back off, sea scum. You ain't ordering our princess about.
Slitfang sneaked up behind and felled Vorto with a hefty blow of his cutlass hilt. Placing a paw on the senseless rat, he leaned across and hissed in Kerda's face.
I'm Captain Warlow, Plug's out of action, and I says we stay.